KC Drive, 107.7. I hope you guys are feeling fine. Like Zaina said, or Zana, with your love. Like a local flavor, man, flying the South African flag high above international waters and showing them a thing or two when it comes to music, and really good music, as you can hear in the background. Brandy with Right Here Departed and Khalees. Well, like my friend said the other day, Khalees. I'm like, no, it's Khalees. That one is called Milkshake. So I got loads more of your favorite tunes. It's coming up right here on the show. If you have any traffic updates for me, as you've been doing so quite consistently over the past couple of weeks, send it through on 082-414-1077. And please don't use your phone while you're driving. Thanks for those of you guys for checking in. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Mandy. Thanks, Mauricia, earlier. And I think Jessica also got hold of us. Thanks for listening. Really cool music and great conversations. That's all coming up right here on Drive. Now, as mentioned a little bit earlier, the month of June is also observed as Men's Health Month. One of the many platforms where we have these kind of conversations about, which is a time, of course, to shine a light on the, you know, the physical and the emotional and mental well-being of men. Joining me on the line now is John McGrath, my expert for the day. He's a high-performance coach, and he joins me to explore why men often delay taking care of their health and how we can shift that mindset to prioritize things like longevity, things like strength and balance. Very important. John, thank you for holding on, and thanks for making time this afternoon. Welcome to Drive. How are you, man?
I'm great. Thank you, Brad, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
It is an absolute pleasure. How's your Monday been so far? Productive?
So far, it's been good, productive. Just finished a nice workout in the last hour or so. So, yeah, that always makes me feel good.
Beautiful stuff, man. Great stuff. This conversation with John is going to be available as a podcast, guys, that you guys can access. You can download and share with your friends and family as well. John, let's get into it, man. Why is Men's Health Month, or a month like this, actually so important? And what are some of those biggest health issues that men tend to overlook?
Well, maybe I could start with, there's an old Greek saying called mensana in corpore sana.
Yeah.
That means healthy body, healthy mind. And you know, the pathway to the mind, and the way to get the mind in a good place is often through the body. And when we exercise, you know, the after effects of exercise, you feel elated, you feel all sorts of chemicals happen, course through the bloodstream, from dopamine to serotonin, all very, very positive things. So, in, you know, for lots of men, and I know in my own case, one of the main reasons, if not the main reason I exercise, is the mental benefits and how good it makes you feel afterwards. And it lasts, that upside lasts for about 24 hours, lasts for a day.
Yeah, yeah. John, you know, from a thing like performance and mindset, when you're looking at that perspective, the performance and mindset perspective, what role does physical health play in how men show up in their careers when it comes to family and relationships as well? What kind of role does that play?
Great question. I think there's an old saying goes, those who use the most energy get the most energy.
Yeah.
And often it's time, like almost going back to the last question, time. You know, where do we find time to do this? And it's a difficult thing to do. And, you know, one doesn't always feel like they should do it. You know, the mind doesn't want to get out of bed. But it's always important, you know, if you were to live a fulfilling life, you know, you have to pay a price for it. So, I mean, just one study alone is by the University of Southern Australia, carried out two years ago, and it showed that an increase, there's one thing we've done over the course of 8 weeks, changes your life, and gets rid of all cause depression, anxiety, you name it, is reduced by 50% in 8 weeks or less, just by doing one thing, exercise. So imagine that, you know, that's just they're showing up on a regular basis and exercising. And then, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. You can in short term, but, you know, what you're able to, you know, to be present at work, to be able to show up in a positive way, to feel, you know, you can hide positivity. You can fake all these things temporarily, but you're not going to be able to do that, you know, at home. You're not going to be able to do that with your partner. You're not going to be able to do that with your children and in the workplace. So, you know, that's why exercise is the go-to. It's the go-to for all of those areas in your life. It's just all cause, everything, you name it, exercise, the mental benefits and the mental toughness that it gives you.
Very important, you know, to take care of ourselves both mentally and physically. You know, what would be your piece of advice to those of us that are listening, to the guys and the gents that are listening now, John, that are just feeling too busy and overwhelmed with, you know, so many of us are inundated with work, we're flooded with things that we need to do for work, and then it's kids, and then we got to, you know, still got to do things at home, and then, you know, we have barely any time for ourselves. So what would be that one piece of advice for the guy that's listening to you, John, and he's saying to himself, now, I hear you, John, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just too overwhelmed with everything.
Yeah, well, like, the unfortunate reality is that unless you change, that's not going to change.
Yeah.
Unless you take time for yourselves, you know, and start exercising. Sarcopenia. Sarcopenia is the aging disease. It's the gradual loss of lean muscle over the age of 30, between 3 and 8% per decade. And that's what getting old is. And you know, the good news about that, Brad, is that's completely reversible. It doesn't have to be that way, okay?
Yeah.
Your life doesn't have to be, you know, the way it always was. We have choice in that. And doing something for as little as 10 minutes a day. You know, there's so many good workouts as well as bad ones, but there's a lot of very good workouts online, and that they're free. And for as little as 10 to 20 minutes, who hasn't got 10 to 20 minutes to invest in themselves?
Yeah.
You can do a really good workout at home. I mean, it's got to fit in around your lifestyle, I know. You can get up 20 minutes earlier. You can just find time just to begin. You know, what's that they say is, you know, start where you are with what you have, where you are standing.
That's right.
Just today, as a result of listening into your show, make a decision that you're going to make a start today, and that you're going to do something to change your life, because you're the only thing that's going to change. Life, everybody wants their lives to change, but nobody's, not enough people are prepared to change.
Yeah.
It only changes when we change.
That's right. And you know what? This is actually putting that change in motion, in my personal opinion, just by listening to this conversation and tapping into it and being personally invested in this conversation. This is actually your first step towards bringing change into your life. That's how I feel.
Absolutely, Brad. Yeah, absolutely. It can be done.
Yeah.
You know, nobody, you don't have to be an Olympic champion. You don't have to be, you know, you start where you can. Begin by doing what's necessary. Then you do what's possible. And before you know it, you're doing the impossible. Francis of Assisi said that. And it's just that small little beginning. That's that commitment. And the other thing is, you know, to surround yourself. We become those who we surround ourselves with. We become
That's
the
so
average
true.
Of them.
That's so true.
You know,
yeah.
Have a gym bro. Have somebody you make a commitment to going to gym with. Because you might let yourself down, but you won't let your brother down. You'll appear, you'll commit, and, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just small little hacks to sort of get yourself across the line, and, you know, have a small goal or a small dream and act on it and work towards it and make it a bigger dream. You know, we have all this thing that sometimes we think that I've got to get this and I've got to get hours off going to the gym, back to the gym. That's fine if you have time, it's great, it's wonderful. But if you don't, you know, you can make a plan and you can do it. And so many things you can do, but definitely, you know, commit. You know, let this be as a result of our conversation today.
Yeah,
it'd be great to have people who decided today as a result of you and I talking, just to say, you know, that's the day. Was it the? It can be day one or one day. Make a day one that you decided you went home and you do 10 minutes exercise, and tomorrow you'll be a little bit more.
Absolutely. Somebody just texted now and said, it's never the right time. That's the only text that I just got now, a couple of seconds away, but those are the only words in the text. It's never the right time. Love it.
Absolutely.
John,
now's the time. Today's the day.
Absolutely, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us today over the phone for a couple of minutes, and for, you know, just reminding us about the tiny little things that we can do, and little bits that we can chew every day to be able to reach our goal at the end of the day. Thank you so much, John. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast so that people can listen to it again and share it with people, with their fellow men. Thank you so much again, John.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure, buddy. Have a wonderful day further. We'll check in again.
For sure.
Thanks, Zane. Bye-bye. There we go. That's my first expert for the afternoon. It's John McGrath. Now, John is a high-performance coach, and he was joining me over the phone, speaking to us about what, because it's men's health, not just in June, but also in months like November. But it's such an important topic and fundamentally deals with mental health. That's why we need to have these conversations with our experts. So I'm not going to talk about it. I'll get the experts over the phone. So we were exploring why men often delay taking care of, you know, their health, our health, and how we can shift that mindset to prioritize things like strength, to prioritize things like balance and longevity. And we were just talking about some of those important issues, you know, issues like that we tend to overlook that are really big in our lives, but we see it maybe as small. And looking at the performance of the mind also, and how, you know, what kind of role does physical health play in how men show up in their careers and families and relationships as well. It's not really being a man or anything. It's just about taking care of yourself, your health, both mentally and physically. Men's health, it's not just about hitting the gym as well. You heard John speaking about that. So don't think that everything's fine just by hitting the gym. I'm not saying you should not hit the gym. Go to the gym, but make sure that you apply what you're doing at the gym, that you apply it in your life as well. It's about showing up for life with clarity, energy, and resilience. I was John McGrath, High Performance Coach, right here on KC Drive with me, Brad. We have news that's coming up on the hour and your first sports bulletin for the afternoon with the man who's going to be on tonight between 7 and 8. And his name is Kapow. You're hanging out right here with me, Brad. It's Drive.